Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Yeah. to praise and worship you only. You only, Jesus. You've saved us in such a magnificent way, such a glorious way, such a selfless way, Jesus. And we're just here to say thank you, and we love you this morning. No matter what's gone on this week, we're here to say thank you, and we love you.
What a powerful name it is.
Come on, call on that name.
The name of Jesus. trampled in the name of Jesus. Amen. We are so excited that you're here. I love Welcome Home Sunday. Can you turn to someone and say, welcome home? Come on, tell somebody else, welcome home. I love the fact that we have a place we can call home. Why is that? Well, because our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be his name. Amen. How many of you love God? How many of you love our Father in heaven? Can you just tell him right now, Father, we just love you so much. Come on, tell him out of your own voice. Share with him right now how thankful you are that he's created a home for you. Lord, I thank you that we have a household, that God, we're part of your family, that God, you are our dad. We just honor you this morning and bless you this morning for the privilege of being called your children. And today, God, we just want to say thank you for opening up your home. Thank you for giving us the privilege of being called children of God. We honor you this morning, and we thank you so much. We just want to say, Jesus, thank you for home in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I love home. Honey, do you want to say something about home?
It is just so awesome that we get to be adopted into the family of God, into the bloodline. The DNA inside of us is kingdom DNA here on earth as it is in heaven. And that's something to get excited about, that we get to walk in that bloodline. I am so thankful for our supernatural bloodline that we walk in.
Amen. Yeah, honestly, you've got to grab the microphone from her because she'll keep it. Can you do me a favor? We want you to go back on your way back to your chair. We have a presentation for you today, a production. But on your way back to your chair, can you tell five people, welcome home? Come on, go find five people you don't know and say, welcome home. Don't be a snob now. Don't go just sit down. Go find five people you don't know and say, welcome home.
Grab a seat, grab a notebook, grab a pen, and get ready because we've got information coming up that you do not want to miss.
What's good, HisTab family? I am here to announce our Friend Sunday. Yes, it means exactly what you think. Friend Sunday is where we'll be having ice cream after both services. So you want to come, invite your friends. They'll be able to hang out, eat ice cream, and of course, sit and hear God's word. You won't want to miss it. Save the date, September 29th. See you guys there.
Hey, church family. I want to ask you this. Are you new to His Tabernacle? Perhaps you may not truly understand the full vision of the house. Maybe you've been attending for some time and you're not sure what you're called to do here. I want to give you the opportunity and the invitation to attend Growth Track. Yes, this is the opportunity for you for 4 weeks for you to come out and understand who we are, what we are, and why you are called here. We want you to be able to grow through Growth Track. So visit us on the website or check us out at the information booth for more info.
At His Tabernacle, we want you to grow. And we believe that teaching is a huge priority in every single believer's life. And so we provide classes called Next Steps. It ranges from step one all the way to step three. And we will meet you wherever you're at in your Christian walk. So if you'd like to find out more information about what your next step is, you can go out to the info center and get that, or go right online to histabernacle.com.
Praise the Lord. Don't you love the children? Every week, about 150 children are behind that wall right there between the two services, and they're out there. We're not doing babysitting. Y'all know that, right? We don't do babysitting. We train the children how to be men and women of God. That's important. For those who are guests in the house, we want you to know that your children are safe. As you know, when you bring them in, they're going to be checked in, and that's done by computer. And only the people who have the computer mark on them, or the whatever we call it, the code, the security code, can get your children. That means that your babies are safe. Not only that, but every worker goes through a 7-page application, as well as we do a police check on every worker. And then no two relatives are in the same room. We make sure that your children are safe. Why? Because they are our priority. Turn to someone and say, the babies are our priority. That's you guys. These are the next generation leaders in the kingdom of God. Amen. I said amen. Bible said, train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart. We're here to train the babies to love God, to grow in God, to do great and mighty exploits. And I don't know about you, I can't wait to see 5- and 6-year-old laying hands on sick folk and see them healed. Amen. So why don't you welcome with me the children of His Tabernacle Family Church.
So strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
Come on now, come on now, the babies. There's nothing that God cannot do. Hallelujah. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Ready? Let's do that again, kid. Ready? Here we go. That's a preaching move. I don't know if you know that. Oh, my God. That was pretty good. That actually is a preacher move. They come up, they put the foot on the monitor. We're raising up men and women of God in this house. Amen. I'm believing for the next generation to be men and women of the supernatural power of heaven. Many of you don't know, but we also bust in during the weekday. And you know, I look at Brother Ed Steinhauer. You would never think that Brother Ed would be one of the workers on Wednesday nights with these young people we bust in. We bust in up to 100 on Wednesdays, up to 100 children under the age of 12. And I love walking in the room. I was in there a few weeks ago, seeing Brother Ed surrounded by 12 or 14. How old are the group that you're in? Fourth graders. And he's in there ministering to them, loving on them. And I want you to know that this house believes in the children of this region. Some of you don't know, but another great thing is our youth pastor, Pastor Cody Spencer, is actually teaching what we call character classes in the Elmira High School. We've also been asked by two other high schools now to come in and teach character. Can you believe that? The schools are asking us to come in and teach character classes. And so I want you to know that this house is about the young people, men and women of God. We're raising them up to do great and mighty things for Jesus. Amen? I said amen. Welcome, Pastor Rhonda. She receives the offering this morning for Jesus.
Amen. As we enter into this time of tithes and offerings, we simply go to the Word of God. And in the Word of God, in Matthew 22:21, it tells us to simply render unto God that which belongs to the Lord. And in Matthew 23:23, it says, you pay tithe, this you ought to do. So in this house, we pay tithe, and it is our joy to enter this time of tithes and offerings. We love to be generous, and we love to give and obey God's word. So if you're ready, if you'll stand to your feet, we're going to make our supernatural declaration.
You know, it's one thing to have people tell you to stand up here and say, make sure you pay your tithe. We pay our tithes. But I want you to know this church pays more than its tithe. Last year, this church gave over $350,000 back to home and foreign missions. So I want you to know we don't talk about this only. This house does it. We live this thing. We are givers in this house because that's the nature and the character of God. Amen? Are you ready to give? Do you want to do the... Are you ready? For those... I don't get to do this often. Let's do it together. Ready? If I obey, I'm blessed going in. Oh, come on now. You got to do the actions. Are you ready? If I obey, I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. Come on, Diane. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering this morning. If you're watching by live stream, this is your moment. Make sure you click on that button that says give.
Oh,
Amen. This is Welcome Home Weekend, and we have a gift to give away. How many of you love gifts? For those who were at the family picnic yesterday at 3 p.m., I want to remind you that every Welcome Home Weekend, some people seem to forget, every Welcome Home Weekend, the Saturday before at 3 p.m., we have our church picnic. And then what we have is big bouncy houses for the kids and games and stuff. Phenomenal food. I'm talking like, man, it was good. Amen. It was good. But we also love to give gifts. And, I do want to say something to the hospitality team. This is the second year in a row they've set their fire alarms off. Glory to God. We got to have the fire department come. I think this is their plan to get the children to walk through the, you know, to play on the fire trucks. Amen. But we're giving away a two-day weekend, two-night weekend to Greek Peak, right near Christmas time. And so we have the names of those that were... The winner of the Greek Peak is Will Delavanova. Is Will here in first service? Huh? He's in Ithaca. So they need someone that needs to text Pastor Chad and let him know up in Ithaca. He's single. He's bringing a buddy or something because no girls allowed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We also wanted to let you know that every month we're putting together what's called, we've been dealing with different topics. We've been ministering, and next week we'll continue on the topic of emotional health, which is dealing with brain games, and we're going to finish the sermon on depression. So many people are struggling with depression. And then the week after that, we're going to finish that out with anxiety, how to overcome anxiety in your life through the Word of God. But we have, these are called Grow Books, and these are available, I believe, out front, Pastor Cody. These are available out front. We were selling them in book form, and we ran out. We sold 100 of them almost immediately. And so we do have, you can grab your copy. These are just photocopy for $5, the Grow Book. And that way you can do daily devotions in where we're going and what we're doing. Amen? So if you haven't gotten a Grow Book and you want one, they'll be out there and they'll have the new ones printed for the next sermon series, which will be Next Level Finances. How many of you want to be debt-free? Man, debt is horrible, and God wants you free from debt. Amen? Got a great testimony. I just got rid of $22,000 in debt this week. I cried a little, but I did it anyways. Amen. I want to be debt free. We have a production for you that we started last year, and I asked them if they would do it again. Why? It is one of the most powerful soul-winning tools to realize that one day you and I are all going to stand before a righteous God. Amen. Even the people that say they don't believe in God, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Why does God call them fools? Because one day they're going to have to come face to face with him. And I don't know about you, I want to come face to face and have him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, instead of, I don't know you. Amen. So maybe you know folks that aren't here first service, but you want them to hear this gospel message for the second service, you might be wise to text them while the production is going on. Say, I'll pick you up for second service and come back for second service so they can hear the gospel. Amen? So let's get ready for the production. I want to thank Mackenzie Coe, Minister Mackenzie Coe. She wrote this. Amen. And I just want to say thank you for this team. They're phenomenal. What's that? Smolin. She's a Smolin now. She's married. All my babies are growing up and getting married. Amen. We're rebuilding the church one soul at a time. New babies. I pray twins over them in Jesus' name. All right, triplets. Let's have faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get ready for the production on eternity.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Okay, so I was thinking that we should go get some burgers today.
Oh, why? So you can request that server again?
Yes.
Listen, he's fine and all, but I'm hungry. I'm not trying to wait 45 minutes for a table for you again to make a fool out of yourself. Seriously, that dude looked creeped out.
He did not. He was totally into me.
Whatever.
Do you maybe want to stop by the house and change your clothes real quick?
No, I'm good.
Do you always have to dress so fancy for church?
Listen, Carmen, you know you can wear jeans and a t-shirt, but you also know me. You know I like to look good.
I mean, if they're gonna take all your money, you might as well.
Pause. If you can put all this makeup on to impress some guy you don't even know, I can look good for church. Seriously, you're basically paying for a burger you can't even finish because this guy might notice you.
All right, I'm sorry. I know you've told me about your church stuff like a million times, but I still don't get it. Why do you even try?
Because I tried, and it worked.
So I keep doing it.
It's really that simple. It's not rocket science.
You can keep your simple life, but the way I see it, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't even have sex. Like, that's a basic human right. You can do it simple. I'm gonna live my life to the fullest.
All right, as crazy as it may sound, I understand. But you cannot deny someone's testimony. And you know my testimony. You've seen the change in my life since I've accepted Jesus.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, look how nice I am now. I wasn't like this before. Come
on. We're not like this.
Listen, I know you love living your life the way you do or whatever, but I also know you feel emptiness inside.
I do not.
Listen. You're trying to get all dolled up so some guy will give you attention.
Yeah.
When you meet Jesus, I mean, really get to know Jesus, it changes everything. You find your purpose in him. All the other stuff doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it's not about what you can do and what you can't do. It's about finding your purpose in Jesus. It literally changes everything.
Okay. I just don't understand why God would give us this life to live and then not even let us live it the way that we want.
I have a question for you. How is living life your way really working for you? Seriously, how has this worked for you?
I mean, I'm not hashtag blessed or anything, but I'm doing okay.
Carmen, you and I have talked about this a million times. You know the truth. Really, I guess when you're ready to change, you just will.
I hate to break it to you, Taylor, but I'm never gonna change for anyone. Taylor, where are you? Taylor, I know you like to play, but this is a little... Is that Jesus? That can't be. If that's Jesus, then I'm dead? No.
Carmen, I had much bigger plans for you than to see you here with me.
Wait, you didn't want me to die? You didn't take me from Earth?
No, I would never want you to die before your time. I cannot control the will of man. And the person who took your life was a drunk driver, someone whose fate is in their own hands.
But I thought that you controlled everything. Heaven must have needed another angel. It must have been her time. These are things that people have been telling me since I can remember.
Yeah. People who do not know me try to come up with theories of how things happen in this world. I don't need any more angels in heaven. And no, not everything happens for a reason. But I do work everything in the good of those that love me.
Yes. Wow. I really wish I would have known that before this happened.
In fact, you had many chances to get to know me. Let's see. You were saved at a youth camp at 17 years old. For about 2 weeks, you thought about opening my word. You prayed to me a little bit, felt my presence here and there, but you never chose to love me. I sent one person to you to tell you about me as much as she could.
Taylor, where is she? Can I see her?
She told you about the plans that I had for you. Plans for good and not disaster. To give you a future and a better hope. She told you 11 times in the 8 years that she came to know me. And all 11 of those times, you chose to be your own God and walk in your own will. I'm sorry.
Carmen Coleman, your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Wait, no, I don't understand.
You did not accept the blood payment that I paid for your sins. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to my Father except through me.
But it's not like I worship the devil or anything, and I never said that you didn't exist.
So you say you believe that there's one God. Even demons believe in that, and they tremble in terror.
But I'm a good person. I never hurt anyone, and I didn't steal or lie or cheat. I just don't understand how you could do this to me.
So today I have given you a choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. I call on to the heavens, to the earth, to witness your choice. Oh, that you would choose life?
I didn't ask for any of this. How is any of this my choice?
But how can they call upon him unless they believe in him? Yeah. How can they believe in him unless they hear him? Man, how can they hear them unless someone tells them?
But that's not fair. Am I supposed to just believe anything that comes flying out of Taylor's mouth?
For God loved the world that whatever is spoken to you is always through.
But Jesus, you're supposed to love everyone. So how is sending me to hell showing me love?
For God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. I will that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice, opens the door, I shall come into him and dine with him and him with me.
Okay, please. You can send me back and I'll pray and I'll worship and I'll lead a group and I'll do whatever you want me to. Please, Jesus, don't.
Depart from me, for I never knew you.
Man, where am I? Carmen, are you here? Where is this? Jesus! Jesus, is that you? Jesus, my Savior! Jesus, my Lord! I can't believe it's you! Jesus! I can't believe I'm here! It looks so different, but familiar! I can't believe I'm here! Oh my gosh!
Taylor, I am so happy to see you. I cannot wait to spend all of eternity with you. Although, I am so sorry your destiny was cut so short.
Oh, wait. What happened? Was it my fault?
No.
Oh my gosh, is Carmen okay? Did she make it?
You know that I give everyone a chance to accept the blood that I shed for them. And without doing that, they cannot enter my kingdom.
I tried to tell her about you, Jesus. I did. Mm-hmm. I told her how great you were and that you were my savior. Yes, and I tried to get her to come to church and to hear about you. I tried to tell her, Jesus.
Yes, you did. Do everything that you could witness to her. And that is exactly why you're here with me now. Let's see. You lived a total of 8 years as a born-again Christian. During that time, you led 11 people into the family of heaven, and you witnessed the 24 of those as friends and relatives. Some of those people were more difficult to love than others. There were times that your flesh fought against my spirit. Although you allowed it to win a few times, you came back to me and repent in my presence. You did not let your heart stay hardened when ministry became difficult. And when I reminded you of the seeds of obedience that would result in eternal harvest, you kept pushing your kingdom forward. Taylor, my beautiful child, you put my will first and loved me above everything and everyone else. Your worship blessed me so much, and I adore every word you spoke to me. You blessed those who cursed you, you loved those who hated you, and you provided people with the opportunity to know me. It is not your fault if they don't follow. What matters is your obedience to my will. And I thank you eternally.
Yes. Taylor Smith, your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes! Yes! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus!
Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Oh, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's go home.
Is that heaven?
Wait until you see the place I prepared for you.
It's beautiful. Jesus, it's beautiful.
I also have some people that's been waiting to see you.
Hey, didn't I see you singing on stage at that one church?
Nah, that wasn't me.
Nathan, what's good, bro? Get in here, man.
What took you so long?
Oh my God, you're finally here. I've been waiting for you, like, all night, you know? I texted you maybe, like, once or twice, but yeah. So I was just confused because you didn't text me back yet. So I was just, like, kind of waiting, but I knew you were going to show up. Like, I totally knew that you were going to be here, so. Like, totally not a big deal because I wasn't waiting, but I just saw you.
I don't know you.
It's not surprising. Sorry. I'm kind of like, I'm not really making any sense. But I mean, you're here, so I guess everything kind of makes sense now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Let me catch you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Save me one of those, all right?
Yeah. I can.
Bro, who is that crazy chick?
I don't know, man. She was really weird, bro. I don't know.
Bro, she was feeling it. You better get that.
I don't know what to do. What would my grandma say about this?
I've been praying for you, Nathan. If you're ever lost or confused, just pray to the Holy Spirit and he will guide you. You can come to Grandma's house anytime you want, and I'll tell you what the word says. Nathan, I just love and adore you so much. But you've been worrying me. You don't have to end up like your father, despite what everybody says. If you just allow your steps to be ordered by the Lord, everything will be all right.
Come on. Get out of your head. Just get back out there, get wasted, and hit on that girl. Stop being such a freaking whiny loser.
I see greatness in you, baby. I know you're meant to turn our whole family history around, but the seeds you sow now will affect your future. Stay close to Jesus, and you'll see where he can take you and that precious gift he's giving you.
Okay. I should just go home. I'll tell Pastor what's going on. Whatever happens, happens. This crap's just not worth it. It's not worth my future. It's not too late, and I should just head home. Bro, where are you going? I'ma just go home. It's been a long day. I don't even wanna be here, so I'ma just go.
Bro, if you leave this party, bro, you're gonna be a punk, man. Like, if you leave, everyone's gonna think you a wussy, for real.
Bro, we was right about to get lit. You about to bounce?
Screw it, let's do this.
Yo, Nathan, are you all right, bro?
Nathan, what's going on, man?
Is he all right? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. What happened at that party last night? Wow. This don't even look like the house I was at. Wait a second. Did I die? Oh, Jesus. No. No. I'm so sorry. I should have left that party. I shouldn't have ignored my grandma. I shouldn't have ignored you. No, I'm
Shh. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh my.
Nathan Parks. I am so sorry to see you here Jesus. With me. And at such a young age. I gave you a gift so that you could lead my people so I can heal and be in their presence. I planned on using you for a long, long time in the ministry. What happened?
I don't know. but hey, check this. I sang at my church like every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Get this. I even got to lead a few Bible studies.
Yes. But at what cost? A double-minded man is always wicked in his ways.
What?
You led worship at your home church for 5 years.
5 years, yeah. That's me, yeah.
During those 5 years, you only missed 3 Sunday services.
Only 3, yeah. That's me.
You helped out with the children's ministry, and you led a few Bible studies, yes. Yeah. But you led a different life behind closed doors. You rarely read my word in your alone time. And almost never prayed unless you were afraid. Never sought my presence when I urged you to. But on Sundays, you would sing about how good I am. How did you know I was good if you never searched me out in my heart?
I knew your word, Jesus. I went to church for years. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, she would tell me all about your word. As a matter of fact, yeah. I can quote more scripture than most people out there.
But you never hid my word in your heart. You taught my word. And you used it in front of my people for your own good. You move people to tears with the voice I granted you with. Never were you interested in using it in my ways. You used my gift that I placed in your hands to win the people's heart, all the while forgot about pleasing me and who I am.
How? How did I not please you, Lord? I went to church. I even tithe sometimes.
Okay.
I did pray, and I did worship you.
And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love standing in the synagogues and on the streets so they can be seen by men. You use foul language and promptings of my voice was disobeyed. Every word, but you know so well, you became unrecognizable as one of my children before church was even over.
All right, I guess I didn't live a perfect life, but please, I did so much for your kingdom. I spent countless hours on this stage. Mm-hmm. I felt your presence before. I prayed for other people, and they were set free.
But not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall be enter my kingdom. There will be many people who will say, Lord, Lord, have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not done many wonders in your name? As much as you enjoyed being used in my house, you neglected your relationship with me. You let the devil convince you that living a double life was acceptable. Somehow you think that you're one of my blood-bought children?
No, wait. I am your child.
My sheep know me, and I know them, and they follow me.
Jesus. No. I wanted to listen to you. I wanted to follow you. But my friends, mm-hmm. they always made me choose between church and whatever they wanted. I didn't know what to do. I was trapped.
Okay. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
No, I love you. I know I messed up, but I love you. I know now.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Please.
Parks, your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life.
No.
Depart from me, for I never knew you.
No, please, no. Please, Jesus, give me another chance, please. Please don't. Please don't go. I'm begging you, please. Please don't. Please. 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 Jesus, no. No.
Screw it, let's do this.
I don't know about you, but whew. Bible says, don't be deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. We live in a realm today where we all kind of play games, and we played church games for a long time. But Jesus is coming. The Bible says, the trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together within the air. The rapture is coming. There's not one prophecy left to be fulfilled before he cracks the eastern sky. The sobering part of that is that each one of us make our own choices. We live the life that we choose to live, and that is the greatest, worst gift that God has ever given us, is that free will. Each one that was depicted today all had opportunity to accept Christ as their Savior. But each one made a conscious choice. Will I serve God or will I serve myself? None were dancing around a pentagram, sacrificing children in the center. But either one had the heart of God or one had the heart of Lucifer. And the heart of Lucifer is, I'm going to raise myself up above God. I will be like God. And that's the power of not serving God, is we actually think that we're in control, and we are in a sense, where we're guiding our own eternity. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Some people exchange their soul for friendship. Some people exchange your soul for booze. Some people exchange your soul for acceptance. Some people exchange your soul for bitterness. Some people exchange your soul for finances, and some for sex, and some for just being married. I can't tell you how many people I've watched exchange your soul just to have somebody in their bed. It amazes me that in these last days the church has become weak and not truly declaring the truth of the gospel. The wages of sin is death. But, I love this part, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. God did not send his son to start a religion. God sent his son to start a family. You see, the Bible is so clear concerning God's passion for you, God's passion for his family. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse starting with verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named, that he would grant to us according to the riches of his glory, to the strengthening with the might through the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ." Church is not about religion. Church is about knowing God. There are many that go to church that will never go to heaven. Because relationship is everything to our Father. He doesn't want to call you just stranger. He wants to not call you just friend. He wants to call you son and daughter. For God has given us the power to be called children of God, John chapter 1. But to become a child of God, you've got to be washed in the blood of Christ. Oh, that sounds just so messy, Pastor. What does that actually mean? For all have sinned. Turn to someone and say, "I've sinned." Bible says if a man says he has not sinned, he's a liar. For all have sinned. The wages of sin is death. You see, somebody has to pay for the sin. Somebody has to pay for the sin. Let me say it again. Somebody has to pay for the sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, God so passionately loves you. God so desperately loves you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. But yet God knows that somebody still has to pay the price, so he sent his only Son. Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friend. Jesus laid his life down for you. The Bible says that no man took his life. He gave his life. That he was the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. That without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That Jesus, in his desperate desire to know you, his desperate desire to pay for your sin so you don't have to, he paid it all as he hung on Calvary's tree, as he was beaten, as he was tortured, as he hung there and died. The blood that was mingled with the dirt at the bottom of the cross was not just another man's blood. It was the blood of the sinless Son of God. And the only reason he did this so he could call you family. One day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every one of us in this room and everybody you know, from the nicest person to the most evil person, the wealthiest person to the greatest person in poverty. It doesn't matter what nation, kindred, or tongue. Every human being will bow before our God, and our names will either be in the book of life because we've accepted the Son's sacrifice and have a relationship with God, or our names will not. Hell is a horrific place, but it's still only the holding tank. In all my studies of what hell is going to be like, the Bible says you will, you've heard it said, man, I can't wait to get to hell to party with you. You're all by yourself. There's nobody with you. You will never talk to another human being again. It's complete isolation. Complete darkness. God promises you rest and sleep in the book of Psalms, but there'll be no rest and there'll be no sleep in eternity. So for all the time that you spend in hell, you will never forget. Listen, I think this is the worst part about hell is you'll never forget every single time that God brought someone to you to bring the gospel and you rejected it, knowing that he never sent you there. You sent yourself. One of the most powerful things is that God loves you so desperately that he did everything that he could to make sure that you never end there. Not just not end there, but that you will have an awesome life. That you will have a God who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That you have a Father in heaven that he said, if you earthly parents know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father knows how to bless you. We're not talking about a bad God. We're talking about an awesome God. We're not talking about a bad Father. We're talking about an amazing Father, a Father who desperately will protect you, desperately will work with you, desperately will forgive you, desperately will empower you so that you can be successful. But you can't live a double life. You can't be going out and living one way and saying you're a son of God the other way. Amen. Somebody said to me once, well, I can't come to church. It's filled with hypocrites. Well, I think everyone's somewhat of a hypocrite. And I think that's where people need to be, is in church. So God can convict them, change them from the inside out. Today, every one of us need Christ. Every one of us need Jesus. Now listen, now, like I said, I know preachers that are going to hell. Because it doesn't matter if you're a preacher. It doesn't matter if you've been going to church 50 years. If you don't have a relationship with God, you're lost. Today, I want to challenge you to know God. I don't have a church for you to join. We don't have a membership here. But I have a family for you to join. The Bible calls it the household of faith. Turn to someone and say, welcome home. God has home for you. You know what's amazing? What I love about church is that these are the folks prayerfully you're going to spend the rest of eternity with. Now you like some better than others. Say amen or oh my. But we love each other. Somebody once said to me, well, I hate this person. I'm not going to church. And I said, well, you're probably not going to heaven either. Because what do you think? You're going to get there and they're going to go to the other side? The Bible says if you hate your brother, that you're a murderer. You can't go to heaven. I challenge you today to know God. That day you stand before the Lord, and it might be today. Oh, don't try that scare tactic with me. Oh, come on now. How many of you know somebody that died young? Died unexpected. You would never have thought. God's speaking to people right now. I just sense the Spirit of God just moving out through. You know the people. And you've lulled yourself into an I'm okay position. I'll figure it out tomorrow. Listen, this is the day to be saved. This is the day of salvation, the Bible says. You don't know tomorrow, but you have right now. Secure your now for your tomorrow. Don't hope for tomorrow and try to secure where your eternity will be. For some, this will be your last opportunity to be saved. How can you say that? Well, it's easy. Because God will not always strive with man. We have this concept that I can get saved anytime I want. The Bible says you can't come unless you're drawn. So if you're being drawn right now, that means this is your day. This is your time. And you don't know if you're going to have another one of those. And eternity is right before you. Where are you right now? If you take your last breath, where are you going to be? If you died right now, do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you're going to heaven? Well, I'm a good person. Good people don't go to heaven. I'm sincere. Sincere people don't go to heaven. There's only one name under heaven whose through you shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There's no other way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Today your moment is before you. Today your eternity is standing before you. And your yea or your nay is not God's choice, but your choice. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. And this is the power of the gospel. Because it's a power of choice. Who do you choose? Who do you choose? What do you choose? Eternity with Christ or separated from Christ? I've heard that religious stuff all my life. Well, baby, I just want to let you know something. It's not religion. It's the Word of God. And number two, if you choose to reject it, when they drag you away, your memories will always be September 10, 2019. You'll never forget your moment that you said, no, thank you. I'm my own God. I'll pay for my own sins. That's my choice. Bow your heads with me this morning. Why this is Welcome Home Sunday? Well, Pastor, you're trying to scare the hell out of us. Absolutely. But you can scare the hell out of somebody, but if they don't get the fact of how much they're loved and how much God desperately wants them part of his family, then it's just a temporary moment. Today, your Father is calling you. His Spirit is drawing you. That you may know the depth of his love. How high, how deep, how wide he loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Today, if you're not sure if you're going to go to heaven or hell, today you know there's a sin between you and God. Today you know if you took your last breath, you would not be with him. You know it. And you want to get right with Jesus. I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. I'm not going to wait long. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you on that side. Come on now. Thank you in the back. Come on, somebody else. Come on. I'm not going to wait long. Thank you. Come on. Five. Come on. Four. Three. Come on. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait till it's gone. Two. Come on. Come on. Come on. Last call. Isn't it interesting? Some of you know what I'm talking about. You've been to the bar at 2 a.m. and they give that last call. And you hurry up to buy that last drink so you can drive home drunk. Just want that last drink. Here's your last call. Are you ready? Come on, get your hand up. Here it is. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Put your right back down. Here it is, last call. And one. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you so much that you love us. We thank you so much that you died for us. We thank you so much that today lives are going to be changed for all of eternity. God, it's not just a start, but they're going to end this race. They're going to finish the course. God, they're going all the way with you. I declare that the seed that has been planted will not be stolen or dried up on the roadside. But God, the devil will not be able to steal the seed either. Lord, it will not be destroyed by the love of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. But Jesus, it will grow today on 30, 60, 100 ground. Lord, that it will prosper and bring greatness to their life. Today, if you raise your hand, I'd like everyone to turn to the person next to them and say this. If you didn't raise your hand, but you want Christ, I'll go up with you. Come on, look them right in the eye. Say, if you didn't raise your hand, but you want to go up, I'll go with you. I'm going to ask everyone to raise their hand. You're going to need to be brave now. The Bible says, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father. What's amazing, if you struggle with confessing him here, you're going to have a real hard time with your friends. Amen. If you raise your hand for salvation, come right out of your chair. These folks are already on their way. Come on, you want to get right with God? Get out of your chair. Meet me right here, right now. Come on. Thank you. I love you, honey. I'm very proud of you. There's absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about. All of us walk this trail. The great part is not going back to the trail. Amen. Go all the way with Jesus. This is Mindy and her team. We're going to pray with you, get your Bibles, make sure you're solid and set. Make sure you're going to run this race and finish the race. Amen. I said finish the race. Amen. Amen. If you'll follow Mindy right on over there, we're going to make sure you're ministered to and taken care of. Media team, you're going to need to come move those lights real quick, please. Very proud of you all. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Today is an awesome day, isn't it? I don't think there's anything the Bible says that a party just took off in heaven. Bible says all of heaven rejoices when one soul gets right with God. Heaven shouted now. Three people reconciled their life last night. These folks reconciled now. I can't wait for a second service. Come on, we're robbing hell today. We're letting hell know you can't have the souls of our friends and our neighbors. We declare it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare blessing today. Lord, let us all bring someone back to Friends Sunday next week. Lord, I declare that this house is full. Lord, not just filled with people, but filled with people that are hungering and thirsting after you. Soul winners, I declare it, speak it. Declare it in their lives in Jesus' name, that they will harvest many people for the kingdom of God. And Jesus, we thank you that you love us. We love you too. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, have an awesome week. Serve God with all of your heart. Thank you. Listen, some of you need to go grab somebody and bring them back to the second service. Be led by the Holy Ghost.